Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You want to attack defenses in as many different ways as possible. And, you know, I think that something we pride ourselves on is, yes, being able to run the ball, being able to throw the ball, and do those different things. I don't think you really saw, you know, stretches, throughout the year last year where we weren't a multifaceted offense that's able to attack in different ways.
That is Ken Dorsey. He didn't want to go in too far on run-pass ratio. I think what you're going to get from Dorsey is more 12 personnel, not a lot of running the football, very high pass-to-run ratio, as high as anybody in the league, and that's just kind of going to be the way it goes. I think that's about what you're going to see. Maybe you see some variation of that if Hopkins signs, but I'm not expecting some big revolutionary change from last year to this year. Even with Kincaid, I think the 12 personnel will go up, but I don't think they're going to be number one in the league at it. I'm not as high in Kincaid for year one as others. I don't know what will get me there other than just the season beginning and he just looks unbelievable. I'm betting on history. This doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Hopkins happens. Guys like that become available, and they ball out, and they come in, and they contribute to winning a Super Bowl right away. If they trade for Hopkins, listening to Dorsey a little bit there, and like, you know, figuring out the identity of the offense, you know, I roll my eyes a little bit at the idea that Dorsey talked about of you want to embrace your city's identity, and then he talked about, you know, like grinding and all that. Like, I don't need you to be, you know, I don't need you to be running down defenses that because you think that is what Buffalo wants. Buffalo is smart. You know? Some of the best things of the city are, you know, I'm just thinking like Roswell Park downtown. Just like things like that. Like, you don't always have to embrace like the blue-collar element of it. And I think this offense has figured out a way to kind of detach itself from the identity of, oh, you've got to be this blue-collar style offense to succeed. They've detached themselves from that, and it's worked. But I do think, you know, that's usually just something that you say. Anyways, if they sign Hopkins, he said, we're figuring out the identity of the offense. And I said, I think that process that he's talking about is just simply whether Hopkins is on the field or not. And I went through this exercise on Twitter. I tried to figure out if the Bills had the same amount of targets this year that they did last year, how would the targets look with Hopkins on the team? What I broke down was Diggs at 130, Hopkins at 110, Gabe Davis at 82, Knox at 55, Kincaid at 45, Hardy at 40, Cook at 38, and then so on and so forth. There are ways to do it. And that, by the way, someone pointed out, I didn't realize this, he's right. I should have added more targets. Because I said, well, if this is the same amount of targets that are available as last year, this is what it could look like. There'll be more. Because the Bills played one fewer game last year than everybody else. So add add, you know, 35, 40 targets to that mix. You can give Diggs 150 now. You can give Hopkins 125. You can give Davis 90 and keep everything else the same. There are ways for this to work and for him to contribute in a big way. It doesn't have to be, well, you just want to keep him away from Kansas City. Last year, the Bengals' top three receivers, Jamar Chase had 134 targets, T. Higgins had 109, Tyler Boyd had 82. And Hayden Hurst, their tight end, had 68. The running back, Joe Mixon, had 75. There are enough to go around to have two stud receivers. The Eagles, A.J. Brown, 145 targets. Devonta Smith, 136. Dallas Goedert, their tight end, 69 targets. There are ways. The Dolphins, Tyreek Hill, 170. Jaylen Waddle, 117. Mike Gesicki, a tight end, 52. There'll be enough. The Bills have not had the type of receiving core that, you know, teams like Philadelphia is a team like this, and the Bengals are a team like this, where you just don't know where guys are going to line up at any given time. They've had a pretty typical standard, you know, Diggs and Davis on the outside, Beasley in the slot. Or last year, McKenzie in the slot. Or before that, it was Diggs and Brown on the outside, Beasley in the slot. We've always kind of known where everybody's going to line up. Why? Because the Bills have always had a slot receiver that can really only play in the slot. That was Beasley. And then last year, it was McKenzie. And again, to compare them to another team, I'm thinking of the Bills becoming a team like Dallas is a team that incorporated this. Dallas had one of the best 1-2-3 receiver trios in football for a couple years after they drafted CeeDee Lamb. They had CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, and Michael Gallup. And none of them were like true slot guys, but they all could play the slot. They all did it. They all rotated doing it. And what that meant was, on any given play, the defense didn't know which receiver would line up in which spot. That's not the case for the Bills. The Bills, you know where these guys are going to line up. The Cowboys for a couple years were just no clue. This is the Bengals. The DeMar Hamlin game before, you know, he goes down, that touchdown Tyler Boyd scores. Look at the formation that the Bengals are in. They've got Higgins on one side. They've got Boyd outside. And then they've got Chase in the slot. And Boyd is good enough. He's versatile enough to kick outside, and he wins a one-on-one matchup with Tre'Davious White for a touchdown. Not like a jump ball. Like, he gets open against Tre'Davious White from the outside. And the Bills, because they have not had a versatile slot receiver, they have always kind of been relegated to, well, if Beasley lines up outside and we mix things up and now we've kicked Diggs into the slot, well, I can focus more attention on Diggs because Beasley over there, he's a decoy. He's not doing anything from the outside. Don't even worry about him. That was McKenzie too. At best, they were decoys from out there. This would be, well, and I'm looking at like different slot percentages over the years. Hopkins has played as much as 30% in the slot in given years. So it was Diggs. And Davis has been around more like 20. But hey, just take those numbers. 30 for Hopkins, 30 for Diggs, 20 for Davis. That's 80%. And now I got 20% that I could divvy up for the rest of the guys. Hardy can get some snaps in. Sherfield can get some snaps in. Kincaid can play in the slot. But the core of your offense becomes, I've got three good to elite receivers, and you have no idea where they're going to line up. That is true versatility that the Bills have not had. Why? Because three guys that all run pretty darn full route trees. And that, to me, is the core principle the Bills should be chasing. You're going to have a tough time defending these guys because you're going to have no idea whether Diggs is on the outside in this play, or whether Diggs is on the inside in this play, or whether Hopkins is on the inside of this play. And these guys, they win from all over. They win from the inside. Hopkins is not a bad slot receiver. He's just so good on the outside that he doesn't play the slot as often. Matt Harmon is someone who put voice this once. Receiver expert, Yahoo Sports, that a lot of times these star receivers, they can play in the slot. They just don't because they play at a position that very few can play. It's just harder routes to run, you know, more contact. There's not as many openings. And they're not going to put these guys in the slot as often when they have nobody they could kick outside to replace them. But the Bills would be one of these few teams where they'd have three guys that could line up anywhere and win from all three spots. Oh, that is, and that does not come with Dalton Kincaid. I like the Kincaid pick, and I think he'll be great for this team. That true versatility does not present itself with Dalton Kincaid. Because whenever he hits his ceiling and he becomes their, you know, Beasley replacement and their stud tight end, they will return to, well, Kincaid's in the middle and I got the two outside guys, Diggs and Davis. I know what that's going to look like. I know what that's going to look like. I know where guys are going to line up at least. And there won't be as much to figure out for a defense. So eventually, they'll work their way back to that. This is why I've liked the Deonte Hardy signing so much. I'm higher on Hardy than I am for Kincaid this year. And the reason I love the Hardy signing is he is a change from Beasley, a change from McKenzie. Hardy can, he's not as talented or as effective as DeAndre Hopkins is, but he's a guy that runs a full route tree and can do it from any spot at receiver. That is why he was such an intriguing signing to me. And Hopkins is that. I almost said on steroids. I shouldn't say that because Hopkins had the PED suspension. But he's an upgraded version of that. In a big way. He's an upgraded version of that. You don't want to fit yourself into a box. You know, this idea that the Bills, it's been talked about a lot, like pass catchers, right? Like they're just adding pass catchers. Well, don't just add pass catchers. Add pass catchers that can do it all, can line up everywhere. And very often, those are wide receivers. And those are not prototypical slot wide receivers. Slot receivers, if you call a guy a slot receiver, typically what that means to me is that guy can only win from the slot. The true elite receivers, Diggs is this, right? Diggs, if you just put him in the slot and said, you're a slot receiver from now on, he'd probably be the best slot receiver in football. He probably would. But he's not a slot receiver because he can do it outside too. And good luck finding someone else to do what he does out there. So, all that to say that Hopkins is so intriguing to me because my vision of what this Bills offense would look like with him would be, you've got one of the best receiving cores in football, if not the best receiving core in football, and you could go those three on the field at all times, and you know, when you go to 12 personnel, if you want to play a little bit more 12 personnel, get Dalton Kincaid out there on the field, that's fine. The Bills like to rotate Diggs out anyway. They probably want to do the same thing with Hopkins should they sign him. Diggs played 75% of the snaps last year. It wasn't because he was hurt. It wasn't because he was missing games. It was because they were trying to manage his workload, not gas him out by the time the playoffs showed up. So, you know, if we're in 12 personnel and we're trying to make the defense think we're going to run the football, or sometimes we will run the football, we don't need Diggs out there to block. Take him off. You do that with Diggs, you do that with Hopkins. So when you run 12 personnel, you could do the same thing you did last year. Diggs could be at 75% of the snaps. Hopkins could be at 70% of the snaps. Davis could actually play more than both of them because of his skill as a blocker. And I can have Kincaid out there with my 12 personnel rising. I think there are so many ways to make it work. I would not be scared of the Hopkins idea for how it would fit picture-wise. I would not. Kincaid, I really think Kincaid's going to be more than a year. I think this year, it's just, I'm not It would be nice. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not saying it won't happen. I'm saying I would not bet on it. I wouldn't bank on it. I wouldn't rely on it. I don't think the Bills are doing that. They made enough moves. Sherfield, Hardy, you know, they've got their other players should Kincaid, you know, take a little bit of time to develop here. They're okay. But man, you end up with DeAndre Hopkins. What you're really telling Dalton Kincaid is you're on your own timeline, buddy. You can, no pressure. If you want to only catch 30 balls year one, or you're only capable of catching 30 balls year one, that's okay. If you need year two to develop as well, fine. Because you'd think any Hopkins contract, you'd like to think it's a two-year deal. And you get 2 years of him. I mean, it's a go-for-it move. It's not even really a gamble. I don't even want to call it a gamble. What is the downside of the Bills signing DeAndre Hopkins? If they can make the money work, these contract breakdowns we've looked at where they restructure White, they restructure Dawkins, is that the gamble? Is the gamble, and I'm not saying this shouldn't be, you know, a question, is the gamble that, hey, to make this work, I've got to commit to one more year of Tre'Davious White than I might want to? And I don't know what his knee is at this moment. Is that it? There's not a lot of voice being put to that. But it sounds to me like that's your biggest gamble. Is you got to restructure Tre'Davious White. And instead of only being committed to him for two more years, this year and next year, now I've got to be committed to him for three more years. His age 28, 29, and 30 seasons. And to that, I don't know. To that, I would just want to say, well, I guess I can't answer that. I don't know. I don't know what state his knee's in. I know that he struggled more when he came back last year than he had in previous seasons, but he has a high bar to live up to. I mean, that's not saying much. He's been an all-pro. So, you know, falling short of that is easy to do. I don't know what they think of White at this moment. To me, that's like the only gamble, though. It's, are you concerned about Tre'Davious long-term? And if the answer to that question is yes, then okay. Then we have something to talk about. But if there isn't that concern, I don't see what the gamble is. I really don't. I went through this earlier in the show. I don't think it stops them from signing Gabriel Davis in any way, shape, or form. There's no year where the two would coexist where their cap hits would both be a high number. It wouldn't happen. Not the way the Bills structure contracts. It would not happen. So, I don't have to trade a draft pick. Am I concerned? I'm not developing Khalil Shakir any further? Or Justin Shorter? I mean, come on. What are we doing? Trying to win a Super Bowl. Not develop fifth-round picks that caught 10 catches last year. Or another fifth-round pick this year. Just, I don't know. I don't see an argument against it. I'm not also hearing a lot of arguments against it. I've been going on for 20 minutes here about how there's really no argument against it. And no one's really called to push back. I think that should probably say something. It's a pretty consensus idea. Everybody wants to see the Bills do this. I think the Bills want to do it too. I don't think their players would be posting about it or tweeting about it, I guess the same thing, talking about it. I'm not sure they'd be doing that if they knew that they were out. And, you know, they were in on Beckham. I know they've made moves since then, but the fact they were in on Beckham, you know, like, would they not want to demote Gabriel Davis from being the number two to the number three? Like, that could be a question you have, is do they not want to demote Gabriel Davis? Well, they were willing to do that already. They brought Odell Beckham in for a visit, and had his knee been healthy, who knows, they might have signed him right then and there. They had enough interest in the idea that he was here. So, they already showed their hand on that one. They already showed you that, oh, they'd be completely willing to move Davis back to the number, or down to the number three. Because Beckham wasn't coming here to be the three. If Beckham was healthy, he was your two. Undoubtedly. He was your number two guy. So, all the questions you could have about it, I feel like they are so easily answered. I love the idea. 803-0550 is the phone number. Eichel versus Reinhart. How should we be feeling about this Stanley Cup final? As it's getting closer, my feeling is starting to change a little bit. And I'll tell you how when we come back. Phone calls, 803-0550, Joe DiBiase and the Extra Point Joe, Sal Capaccio down at Bills OTAs. They'll be on the practice field shortly. So all our coverage here on WGR is presented by M&M. You pull it. Less money for the parts, more money for your car.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.